Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this meeting to order and like to thank you for being here for the Monday, January 12, 2015 Reedy City Council meeting. At this time, I'd like to call, at this time, I would like to have you folks stand for the invocation by Russ Robertson, Public Works Director, and the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Fast.
Bow with me if you would. Dear Father, this evening we come before you and we ask for your guidance and your hand upon this meeting. We ask for your wisdom and your guidance for our mayor, for our city council members, and for our city manager. We ask that you would grant them the wisdom to govern and the confidence to make the right decisions for the citizens of this great community. We ask this in your blessed name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Would you join our council in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have the roll call, please?
Councilmember Betancourt.
Here.
Councilmember Beck.
Here.
Councilmember Fast.
Here.
Councilmember Rodriguez.
Here.
Mayor Cellino.
Yes. Agenda approval, possible deletions only.
There are no deletions for tonight's agenda. Staff can delete it. Item number 11, let's just go ahead and do that now under this section then. We would like to go ahead and table item 11 till the 27th.
Okay. Need a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
They're moved and second. Any public comment on this? If not, call for the question.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
I have a question before we take the vote. Can we do that, table the same item twice?
Yes, sir.
Because it's the second time, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes.
Mayor Cellino?
Yes. Going into presentations, we have three presentations tonight, and the first one would be the presentation of retirement gift and plaque for a individual, an employee, Raymond D'Ossio. I'd like to turn it to Public Works Director.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor Cellino and Council. This evening, it's an honor and a privilege to recognize an individual that has dedicated 37 years of their life to service for the city of Reedley. I would like to ask Raymond D'Ossio if he would please come forward to the front. And Mayor, would you please meet us there?
While the mayor's coming, Raymond began his work for the city of Reedley in 1977, correct me if I'm wrong. And he's worked with the building maintenance divisions, the parks maintenance divisions. And Ray, we just wanted to extend our thanks to you for all the many years of service that you've done for the city of Reedley. And as you begin this next chapter of your life, I want you to know that our best wishes and thoughts go with you. And on behalf of the city of Reedley and city council, I would like to present this plaque to you. And this plaque says, to Raymond D'Ossio for 37 years of dedicated service to the city of Reedley, and it's from the Reedley City Council, November 1977 to December of 2014.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ray, on behalf of the city council, I'd like to thank you for your service. And on behalf of the city council, give you this gift.
And hope
that you enjoy your time.
And I have to make a haircut appointment.
Ray, congratulations.
Congratulations, Ray.
Congratulations. Wow.
I was here 8 years before he was. 69.
I was three.
Mm.
And this evening's second presentation is the introduction of new firefighters and recognition of award recipients. Fire Chief Isaac.
Good evening, Mayor Salino. Would the new firefighters please line up across the front of the dais, please, and face the council? Mayor and Council, it's an honor tonight to introduce 11 new Reedley firefighters. They're not all 11 here, but there are 9. So I'll introduce the 9. They are following in the tradition of the Reedley Fire Department, which has been very unique, as you know, for over 125 years. They are going to learn, train, and perform their skills for very little in return, and they're good with that. And we're happy that they're taking this commitment and serving the citizens of Reedley. They have endured quite a few months of training already. This started back in the spring, and they have gone through a physical agility test, and they have gone through an academy of sorts to learn the basic skills of the firefighting profession. And on December 1st, they were pinned with their badges, and they are ready for service. So you're going to see them all over town, let me put it that way. With these new 11 firefighters that we're going to bring on, it'll bring our total to 42 community firefighters, along with myself and the battalion chief. So we have a total of 44 firefighting staff. I'll introduce from your left to right, if I can see their faces, firefighter Jeremy Luther, Francisco Franco, we have Dalton Reynolds, we have Alejandro Contreras, Garrett Denton, Luis Garcia, Garrett Gomez, Jonathan Montiel, and Paulino Zacharias.
All right.
And there are two others that are not here, Tate Anderson, and also Andrew Shamoon, who are part of the department now as well. So just wanted to take the opportunity and introduce these new fellows to you.
Great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Wow, is that going to work?
A couple shots that way. Then, why don't we go a couple deep real quick? Just stack real fast so I can get you in a tighter shot.
Okay.
Kind of like this.
Yeah, call them back. That's all you need for there we go. Beautiful. Excellent.
Yeah. Maybe do it one at a time.
Go jump in, right?
I don't think you can see this. Can't see him.
Four more shots. Wow.
All right.
Okay, the two that just popped in are probably ditching EMT class right now. But this is Tate Anderson and Hi. Andrew Shamoon. So this Hi. Is our total of 11.
Good to see you again.
He stopped with him.
Yeah, he stopped. He got.
Congratulations.
Okay, the second part of my presentation is we had some award recipients based on this past year, and I'd just like to recognize them before City Council. And I think 3 of the 5 are here tonight. Johnny Torres, would you come up, please? Johnny Torres is one unique individual. He is our top call runner for the year. And you can stand over here if you like. This past year, during a 12-month period, Johnny ran 765 calls.
Wow.
So that's just a little better than two a day. And he is going to school. But he is a busy guy, and he still makes time to run calls during the day and night. So we appreciate all of his service, and he was our top call runner of the year. The next individual I'd like to bring up is Captain Marty Rodriguez. Captain Rodriguez received a new award this year, and we titled it the Loyalty Award. Captain Rodriguez he has a full-time job, he's a family man, he has a lot of commitments, and he always finds time for the fire department, no matter what. On the weekends, during nights when we don't know who's around, Marty's around. So we appreciate his commitment and loyalty to the city of Reedley, and this year he received our Loyalty Award.
Great.
Thank you, Marty. We had two individuals that are not here tonight. One is at work, and one is in an EMT class. And they are Adrian Agavo and Marco Solis. They both earned a Distinguished Service Award for their efforts and contributions to the fire department this last year. Consistent high volume for running calls, and they just, you can always count on them for extra help. Marco Solis is the leader for our Fire Explorer program. So he came out of that program to become a Reedley firefighter, and now he is leading that class of fire explorers. And those are 14 to 20-year-olds, and is doing a phenomenal job. It's just nice to see that he's giving back and mentoring those young lives in the fire service. So we appreciate his work. The Firefighter of the Year Award, if I could have Efren Martinez come forward. Efren's been a firefighter for 8 years, I believe now, probably going on nine. His title is Fire Apparatus Engineer. He's responsible for driving the fire truck and getting our firefighters to the fire scene safely and getting them water, which is really important. He does that very well. He works full-time. He's got a family. And he brings a lot of different skills and capabilities to the Reedley Fire Department. And he ended up being the top nighttime fire call responder. He works all day, and at night he goes the extra mile and makes sure the fire is attended to. So we really appreciate his skills. He has high call volume generally, and just will do anything that you ask of him. That's why this year he received the Reedley Fire Department Firefighter of the Year Award. And with that concludes my presentation. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Marty, congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'd just like to say thank you very, very much. It's so nice at night when I hear the sirens and I know that there's a fire out there, and I come out and I know it's being, you know, there's somebody out there that's going to help.
Yeah.
And with your auxiliary too. No, no, thank you. We have a safe community. I'm very thankful for
really
thank
do.
You,
it,
all
it,
of you, for volunteering, and thank you.
It's all because of these people. They make it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Right.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Tonight's third presentation is a presentation of an annual Public Works Awards, and this goes to Russ Robertson, Director of Public Works.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. In December, our Public Works Department held its end of the year meeting, and at that meeting we presented our annual awards. And I wanted to thank Council and our City Manager for the opportunity to kind of recognize those award winners before you this evening. Our Public Works Department has a lot of hardworking men and women, and it makes it difficult when we hand out awards to award those awards, because there's so many that are worthy of receiving awards in our department. We did three awards this year, and the first award was called our Community Award, and this was an award that we gave to an individual for volunteerism, for helping in the community outside of work hours, and just really giving back to the community. And the individual that we selected spent many, many hours just working on the rail to trail with maintenance. His wife assisted him as well. And I'd like for Tom Hannon to come up to the front, please. I'd also like to recognize Tom's wife, Cheryl. Would you stand real quick? She helps Tom after hours on the rail trail. And Tom is a part-time maintenance worker in our Parks and Maintenance Department. So really appreciate Tom and Cheryl and all they do for the community outside of working hours. Our second award is what we call our Spirit Award. And it goes to an individual that sustains a positive attitude, works well with others, just a real positive influence in the workplace. And we had a person that exhibited this all year long, and I was very pleased with what he did. And he's a fairly new employee to the city of Reedley, and he works in our water division, and that's Roy Rittenberg. You know, I'd also like to introduce Roy's wife, Amanda, as well, because she's here. Amanda, would you stand up real quick and be recognized? Thank you. And our last but certainly not least award, this is our big one for the year, and it's our Public Works Employee of the Year Award. And this award's given to somebody that has an outstanding work ethic, overall positive influence in the workplace. It's just respectful to the public, respectful to their coworkers, to others. And this individual really is what this award is all about. This guy works hard, very quiet person, but just every time I see him, he's giving effort above and beyond. And that is Juan Ruiz. And Juan, I'd like to recognize your wife, Claudia, as well. She's here. Would you stand? And at this time, I would like to ask Mayor, would you mind coming down to take a photo with the winners?
Congratulations.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for volunteering.
Thank you.
To help you a lot.
I want to see if I can say something there.
Sure.
I just wanted to share a few words regarding Tom and Cheryl. I have the privilege of sitting on that Parkway Committee as a council rep and so forth, but some of the things that Russ covered, above and beyond, though, they're constantly working on that trail, but just as important, they've been big donors to that project, and Tom also overextends himself as far as wanting to get other folks in our community as sponsors or involved. We have the upcoming walk run this coming month in February, and as we met, was it last week? Because days go by so quick. He already came to the table and said, well, we have these people lined up, and this is what they're going to do for us this year. So we're very fortunate that we have folks like this in our community, and all of the folks that were recognized this evening, because I know that they have their families, they have their jobs, they have their commitments, and still they continue to give and give and give, and that's that's something that's deeply appreciated, I know, by the entire council and by the staff, by our city manager. But thank you very much, Tom and Cheryl. You guys are wonderful people. You do an outstanding job for the city of Reedley. Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, going into the next item in the agenda, it's public comment. It provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the city council on items of interest to the public within the council jurisdiction, which are not on the already on the agenda this evening. It's a policy of the council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the city manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. Not more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, going into notice to the public, consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under the consent agenda category, recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove an item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance in the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinance, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would any council member wish to remove an item?
I'd like to remove item 6, and I see a lot of people here wanting to talk about the aquatics program, so probably item 7 also.
I'll make a motion to approve the rest of the items on the agenda.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we're going to item number 6. Adopt resolution number 4.
Mayor, excuse me. Call for the vote first the other items.
All right. Call for the vote.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mayor Cellino?
Yes. Going into item number 6, adopt resolution number 2015-001, amending the 2014 and 15 adopt budget, appropriating $47,250 in the general fund from higher than anticipated strike team and reimbursement from the California Governor's Office of Emergency Service. Fire, Mr. Isaac.
Just a comment. Just double checking, we're receiving extra income, and what are we doing with the dollars that we're receiving? What are we going to do with those dollars?
Those 11 new firefighters that you saw standing up in front tonight, they are going to get all new fire turnout protective equipment and the accessories and gear that goes along with that. And so we're using this so we lessen the burden on the general fund accounts for that same purpose.
Okay. Is that amount that we got extra this year unusual?
There was higher than usual activity. Typically, we go out between 4 and 6 times a year. This past year was extreme fire season, and we went out about 12 times, starting in January of last year. That's when it all began. And we don't anticipate going out, and, you know, we never like to go out to that many wildland fires in the state, but we have the trained personnel and the proper equipment to do it, and this is kind of the benefit of being able to do that kind of work.
And we have enough coverage, hopefully with our new people now, to make sure that our city's covered when they're gone.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead, that's all I had. Thank you.
If I may, okay. So when we get called out, Chief, throughout the state, mm-hmm. So this is basically like a reimbursement?
Yes.
But is this above and beyond of what it cost us to get our manpower out there?
Yes, it is. Right. All of the wages.
So after we're through paying our expenses, we're still coming ahead with 47?
Right.
Okay.
Any of the council comment? Not? Is there any public comment on this issue? Seeing none?
I move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved in second. Call for the question.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mayor Salino?
Yes. Going into item number 7, authorized documents pertaining to the city aquatics program offered at Kings Canyon Unified School District aquatic facilities. We go to, Mrs. Reed, there you are.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. Sarah Reed, Community Services Superintendent. Can I answer any questions for you?
I did have one question. I know in past years, other cities have offered a morning aquatics swim program.
Okay.
Is there any of that type of thing planned for the future?
Well, during the summer, we're going to offer our full aquatics program. So we'll have swim lessons, recreation swim, and then some late evening swim. As far as year round, we're starting off with water aerobics in the morning. And we're just going to kind of see how the turnout is for lap swim and stuff before we decide if we want to add a little bit more in the mornings.
Well, I'm excited. I want to come swim. David, I'm going to beat you in there.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah. Any other council questions? Seeing none, any public comment?
Hi, my name is David Carter. I live at 160 Robinwood Circle here in Reedley. And what we're talking about is public access to the new aquatics complex on the Reedley High School campus. And for the first time, as far as I can remember, I've lived in this community since, over 50 years. We are moving forward with year-round aquatics programs that will provide for the citizens of our community and the surrounding communities. Tonight, we are breaking new ground. I'm excited to see these programs grow and develop. And through the Swim Reedley organization, I'm committed to continued support as a community volunteer to help promote these programs as they mature and provide for all of you, anybody in our community who wishes to participate. And Mary, maybe we can just jump in together. Okay. I've got my goggles, okay, ready to go. And I've got my check for my first swim tickets. I'm going to give them to Sarah.
Okay.
And, she's an honorable person, and I'll pick up my passes tomorrow.
Any other public comment? If not, we have two portions on this item. Portion A is adopt resolution number 2015-002, amending community services department fees and charges for aquatic programs.
The motion can be for both as long as you address both.
Okay. I was going to make a motion to both A and B.
Both A and B? All right.
Second.
Okay, can I just read the second one?
Sure.
That's all right. Well, the second one is adopt resolution number 2015-003, amending the 2014-15 adopted budget, appropriating $6,700 in general fund to provide year-round aquatics program through June 30th, 2015.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Mayor Salino?
Yes. Going into administrative business, item number 9, confirm appointments of council members to board and commissions for the calendar years of 2015 and 2016, and go to Mrs.
We'll go ahead and take that from you, Mayor. Just so that Kevin knew he wasn't up quite yet. Annually, we like to reconfirm and particularly every 2 years when we have the mayor and mayor pro tem changeover, we like to reconfirm the appointments of the council members to the various boards and commissions that occur within Fresno County. That information is attached. Sylvia did a great job of putting that together, listing who sits on each board, their appointment term, and what each board is. So you'll notice that information. We have the Central Valley Public Transportation Authority, the five cities, the San Joaquin Valley Special City Selection Committee, the Southeast Regional Solid Waste Commission, and the Upper Kings River Water Authority. So we would like to just make sure that each council member who sits on those still wishes to participate.
Okay. You want to start? Rick? I'm yes. Fine with everyone I'm on, so.
Thank you.
I'm
council
fine.
Member? All right. Councilmember Rodriguez?
I'll ask Russ. Are you okay with it? No, I'm fine with it, too.
Thank you.
Councilmember Fast?
Sure. That's fine.
All right. And I approve mine, too. So.
Thank you very much.
I think that's unanimous, and that's great.
Thank you. We don't need a motion on that, so thank you very much.
Great. Going into item number 10, authorize a memorandum of understanding to further consider a groundwater sustainability agency and establish a new sub-basin. Mr. Fabino.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, Kevin Fabino, Community Development. Before you this evening is a memorandum of understanding of interested parties to begin taking the first step in what could be a groundwater sustainable agency. By way of background, on August 29th of 2014, our governor signed three pieces of legislation that collectively represent the Groundwater Sustainability Act. This act did several things. One of the things that it did is landmark legislation, maybe the first time groundwater has been tackled in over 100 years, is provide some definitions as to what management is, how management, the word management is defined, as well as provide some guidance as to what some measurable outcomes of the act are. The important components to the act also set forth a time frame. By the end of this month of 2015, we're hoping that the Department of Water Resources will fulfill the first step in that act, which is to define throughout the state what are the high, medium, and low basins. And that's high, that ranking is determined by critical overdraft. Is it highly overdrafted? Is it kind of, where is it in its life, as well as things that have, for example, gone on and they seem to be recharging very well and really are a low priority, or they have very few users which draw upon that particular segment of the basin. The next step is for the Department of Resources within 1 to 2 years, depending on how the ranking of that basin is, will be the creation of what are called groundwater sustainable agencies. Those agencies will be local governances, which will then complete the next component, which is a groundwater management plan. Once that plan is adopted, it really has a 20-year horizon to achieve what are considered to be measurable outcomes, which is sustainability, or what we would typically refer to as being in balance, which means what you take out is what is either being recharged or is not being consumed or is being replenished in some other way. So that's kind of the gist of the act in and of itself. Very quickly, staff provided you with kind of a nice legal opinion. That legal opinion has really come from a consortium of what are defined by interested agencies. Alt Irrigation has taken the lead in gathering up people who have similar interest in the area. Again, as the staff report indicates, Nicole and I have attended several of the meetings. It's the City of Orange Cove, City of Dinuba, Orange Cove Irrigation District. There's some private sector representation as well as some local farmers. We really appreciate what Alta has done by really bringing together a real cross-section of the community, the farming community, members of irrigation districts as well as cities, to all sit at the table and begin looking at two things. what could be the governance and how could it look like over time. And then the second component is a little bit unique in that they've really kind of taken the position of, or raised the question, should the easterly side of the Kings River be its own basin? It has its own set of unique hydrological challenges, not only in terms of water availability, but the quality of the water. Ken Schmidt, who you all know, has prepared such a report and presented it to the group and really found that there are distinct characteristics on the east side that are not similar in nature to the west side. But again, we really appreciated Ken's efforts, as that it did look at not only the hydrological components to the area, but the soil types, and most importantly, the ability for the east side, if you will, to self-mitigate or achieve sustainability over the 20 years. So we thought that was a really well-done study by Ken. Maybe on a more localized level for us as the city, as we contemplate the idea of joining forces with others to mitigate the overdraft that is currently in the basin. What we're presenting to you tonight, again, is the beginning first step, but it's also very much consistent with the general plan policies that you approved just about a year ago with respect to groundwater and our additions of the basin, really the triangle as it's coming up. So we think this is a great start. The MOU before you this evening is not binding. And it's just the beginning to show interest. This memorandum has been presented to the City of Inuba and other agencies to see who is interested in taking the next step, which would be to present to the Department of Water Resources the idea of a new basin, as well as just kind of trying to get everybody's interest to see, do we want to take the next step and explore creating our own governance through the Groundwater Sustainability Act. That really does conclude staff's report. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Mayor.
Yes.
Oh, I have a question. What are you considering, or what are they considering basins? Is it this list of these coalitions on this map? Is that like our basin, the blue one here in the Fresno area? Or is there another, or is it the Upper Kings, the basin that is the meeting that I go to, other water meeting? I think so. Because you said they were going to categorize and rate the basins that were overdrafted, like high, medium, low. So what is the basin that Reedley sits in? What is it called?
So the basin that Reedley sits in is the Kings River Basin. And if you look at the Upper Kings River, that's actually so let me describe it this way. The Kings Basin is much bigger than the group we sit in the Upper Kings River. That's only a portion of that basin that is underneath us. So similarly, the Kings River Basin extends down to Tulare and extends westerly to like the area we would also know is Consolidated Irrigation District. So it's a much bigger region. And so the hydrology changes in as you move from region to region, even over the Kings River Basin. To answer maybe on a little bit more technical level, the staff report really makes reference to Bulletin 118, and that is the Department of Water Resources. That bulletin is what actually defined all of the basins statewide. So they will be referring to the list of basins and sub-basins, if you will, regional areas, and those will then be determined to, you know, along that hierarchy.
Interesting.
Did that answer your question?
Is there a map you could send me? Do you have a map of that?
We're actually waiting towards the end of the month. We expect DWR to submit a new map as they've been working through the regulations. And so this is going to be a very fluid process, no pun intended. But we expect that what we know now as the basins, those delineated lines will change. And they're supposed to have the first set of information to us at the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll certainly provide it out to everybody.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Fabino, can I ask you a question here? If you go to page 3-3 on paragraph G,
yes.
There's something about the goal of submitting a grant application in for the district by January 15, 2015?
Correct. We're not going to make that date.
Okay.
Let me tell you, the Kings River Conservation District has asked the city to submit grant applications on what are called storm drain interceptors for a very long time. That policy, when it was originally written, would have provided a window of about 18 months. For a variety of reasons, by virtue of when the general plan was actually finally approved, our window had narrowed to where that date we're not going to make. Mm-hmm. However, that still doesn't preclude us from applying for the interceptors. But most importantly, the real intent through the Kings River District is going to be working with the Upper Kings River Basin so that we can get monies to develop the ponding basin. And we did have that special meeting with the Alta Irrigation District, and that's the real grant application that we are really excited about coming up in the next several months. And we have a meeting with Alta Irrigation District to further develop the scope of that project, probably within the next, I'd have to look at my calendar, next week or two. So we missed the date, but we're on track with moving forward.
Well, the reason I ask is, if I go back up to section C at the top of the page, and just let me read, exploring the feasibility of joint water banking, exploring opportunities to jointly appreciate or participate in studies that will be used to facilitate new and expand wastewater recycling and reclamation opportunities. What caught my eye was that had a farmer that here a few weeks ago said, you know, this water situation that we have, he said, isn't it possible that could Reedley, Orange Cove, Parlier, Del Rey, Sanger use their wastewater treatment plant or water to kind of in a joint venture, and then they're along Manning Avenue this side of, and I'm trying to think which one goes to Selma, what the crossroad on Manning Avenue. There's a ponding basin just this side that could be used for recycling that wastewater treatment water. And I said, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's something, but this is something different that we're looking at here.
Yeah. Exactly. So I can, right now, our water, and I'll see Russell throw something at me if I go too far sideways, but basically all our water goes into pond recharge basins right now, as well as we're obligated once every 5 years to offer any waters that we do have. Like we send a letter to, I've seen the letter that goes to Alta Irrigation as well as Consolidated Irrigation, that if they want that water, all they have to do is hook up to our system and we'll be more than happy to pump it on down their way. So those are the kinds of things that we'll be looking at in the future. Am I sort of close?
And in fact, I would chime in to say that Reedley is way ahead of the curve on recharging all of our water that comes through. And in fact, we just did a study on this so we could provide information to Consolidated Irrigation District on the number of ponds, recharge ponds and other in the city of Reedley, and we have far and above what our neighbors have for recharge. So we're always looking for more opportunities, but we are already well ahead of the curve, and Reedley should be very proud of that.
And listening to the farmer, because he's involved with CID, it would benefit him for sure. So any other questions of staff?
Yeah, I've got.
Yes.
I know this is probably something you don't want to hear, but all I see here is another larger bureaucracy being created by the government. And the one thing I do like what you're doing is that this is a local JPA that we're looking at, is trying to hold local control. I'm a little concerned because I did see a lot of things about fees and penalties in here. What are we looking at? I know you probably can't answer that question yet. What are we looking at? It's going to bring a burden onto our citizens within this community. That's what I'm concerned about. I also read in here where they will be able to access your property to check your water facilities. I'm real concerned about some of the things that we haven't looked at. And I realize they have a lot of language yet to clear up in this deal, but those are things that I hope you guys really keep in focus, because I'm very concerned about another bureaucracy being started here because of that. And there's nothing worse than water wars to begin with. But to give it a double-barrel shotgun is also a bad thing, is what I'm looking at. So I do hope that we are looking with a bunch of folks that are going to be thinking like-minded with us regarding the development of this project. So, and I do like that we're going to be able to try to keep it local. And I think that's going to be important in order to keep that size of that bureaucracy under control. So, and I know you guys don't get me wrong, I know you guys don't have any choice, because this is a state mandated policy again. And that's why it bothers me, because here we are again, making rules and regulations for people that have no idea what's going on down here.
So it's interesting you should bring up another layer of bureaucracy, because that is an item that has come up in some of these joint planning sessions we've held. And there isn't a single party that's excited about what the state has done in terms of overlaying another bureaucracy on top of what is already feels like about 20 in our area. We would have the opportunity, if we so desired, we believe this could change based on legislation, to have the city of Reedley become its own GSA. But there are certain pitfalls, and that means assuming the liability. And right now, if we get together in a JPA, it really spreads the risk and it spreads the costs. That doesn't mean that'll be the ultimate recommendation we come back to council with, but we would like to explore the JPA a bit more before we decide whether we do a solo GSA for the city versus a broader one.
I did have one other question. I heard you say that... This is East Side will be the will this cause a problem with CID being staying on the east side of the Kings River?
So from our meetings, the answer would be no. For a couple reasons. One, the hydrology and the modeling is completely different between the east side and the west side, and that is well recognized. And you know, I heard it said the other day, I almost fell out of my chair when the question came up about at the Upper Kings River about our project. And it was said by a representative of CID that they actually supported any efforts in our effort to move forward, which is what made me fall out of my chair. But point being is both groups recognize and kind of where we're at, and really I think CID understands that it's probably a better fit for us to be on the east side of the Kings River for a variety of reasons that we're all very much aware of. And 95%, 98% of the city is in, you know, in the east side of the river as well. So it kind of makes sense.
And we should point out that they have also been invited to these joint sessions so that they're at least aware of what's going on. And Kevin and I have attended their board meeting where they discussed forming their own GSA on the west side with other entities. So there is communication happening.
Yeah.
And so if we join this memorandum of understanding, we're not obligated to funding the GSA or GSP?
No.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from council? See none in public comment. What is the council's wishes?
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Moved and second. Call for the question.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Councilmember Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mayor Salino?
Yes. Going into item number 11, adoption resolution number 2015-004, modifying the policy and procedures for selection of a mayor and mayor pro tem, and rescinding resolution number 2011-013. Administration.
Mayor, that was the one that was tabled earlier in the meeting.
Oh, that was the one that was tabled. That's right. All right. My mistake. Everything's so exciting tonight. Well, let's go to the receive information and reports. Those are just information from different commissions, just for council's information.
Yes, sir.
Going into council reports, starting with Mr. Rodriguez.
A few items. December 11th, I had the opportunity to attend a dedication for Ron Nishinaka. Is that how you pronounce his name? Nishinaka. Mm-hmm. They had a tree ceremony over at Ridley College there in the area, I guess adjacent to his old classroom and so forth. Our city manager was also in attendance, and so was Councilman Beck. But it was very, very nice. They honored Ron not only for his time and effort and so forth on Tree Fresno, but also they mentioned his tenure at the college and the program that he started there, all of the work that he had accomplished and so forth. And of course, he had hundreds of students that went through his class, through his curriculum and so forth. And then also they mentioned his service to the community as a former council person. I don't know if he served as mayor. Maybe he did. No?
Yeah.
But those were the three things that they talked about. And it was well attended. We had folks in the city, as I mentioned, and people from Tree Fresno, people from the college. Of course, our college president was there and so forth. But a very nice ceremony. Then on the 13th, and I'm pretty sure everyone's abreast of this, they've read in the papers, but Wreath Across America, the campaign that we had here in the city of Ridley. Susan Lusk was the coordinator. She was the one that just worked countless hours and her, I guess her family also, but we had a lot of people show up. Our mayor was there too, Mr. Salino was there. And we had just folks from all walks of life, large group. I was somewhat surprised, I'll be honest. I thought maybe we'd have 40, 50 people, but I would say there was probably anywhere in the area of 200 or 250 people in attendance, including, you know, families, young kids, and so forth. The goal was to raise, I guess, a wreath for each one of the soldiers that we have buried in our cemetery, which I didn't know this. You know, I learned this. 1,200 in the cemetery here in Ridley. And I think they were able to raise, you know, funds and people that purchased some of the wreaths and contributed, you know, donated and so forth. Something like 700, maybe a little over 700, but she did a good job, and within about a month's time, you know, and I know she came before the council, but she also went, you know, to our church and talked to the folks and so forth. So just, you know, my hat off to Susan, and as you folks know, she lost one of her boys in, you know, in the service. So really impressed with, you know, how people paid tribute, respect, you know, to our fallen heroes. So I know it's just going to get better next year because she's going to have a little bit more time to coordinate and communicate and so forth. And then the last thing, and this was neat because all five of us were there, all five councilmen and of course our city manager and so forth, but the dedication to the Kings River Commons grand opening. What a facility. I mean, I think that the people really are happy and they're comfortable, and they feel that just their quality of life has improved in so many different ways. But just the computer center that they have there, their small little meeting area, the pool area, patio area and so forth. These folks did a great job putting that project together, but I think that our citizens, the community really should feel real good about that project. And I think that if these folks continue in that vein and continue to develop things like that in our community, I mean, it's just a plus in so many different ways, because not only does it provide a good, conducive, safe environment for kids when you're bringing up kids, but just how it complements what we're doing, you know, citywide with, you know, a lot of things have transpired in the last couple of years here in our community. New businesses coming in, our aquatics, you know, facility, and projects like this. So I'm really, really happy for our city. And with that said, I do want to say, as we embark on this new year, I just want to thank all of you guys, our city staff. I want to thank my colleagues, the council. I think we've worked real well together. And every time I come in here, I look at our mission statement, and I think we work, you know, towards that. I really do feel that way. And, you know, I just want to commend all of you guys, because you are making this city not only a city that we were proud of, but it's safe in so many ways. All our fire people were here tonight. That tells you about their commitment and their dedication. What the chief has done with restorative justice, I mean, we can go on and on, but, you know, just I feel real good about what we've done and what our soldiers have done, you know, our workers, you know, they've done a fantastic job. So I just ask, you know, God to bless our city and continue to guide us in the right direction. So thank you guys for all your work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One question that I have, not a report, but I'm looking at the dates for our future council meetings. Do we have one on the 27th?
We do, in
we do,
fact.
Okay.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Does that mean that? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Councilmember Fast.
I just had a comment on our community services department. I appreciate that we're going to be doing some work on the park over there by the community center. I think that's used a lot, and that was kind of my stomping grounds as a young child, and I want it to be available and to be a nice facility for the neighbors that are around there to use that facility. And I know it is well used, and I just want to say thank you for your efforts in your department to help to put together proposals to get some money to make that a better place. I also went to the open house for the Housing Authority project on Dinuba Avenue, and afterwards we went and had lunch at Uncle Harry's, and got the privilege of sitting with Buddy Mendez, our new Board of Supervisors from the Fresno County. And I'm looking forward to working with him and making Reedley a better place. That's all I had, thanks.
Oh, great. Council Member Tam Bencourt.
I don't have anything to share except that I'm looking forward to this new year. The other one went by so quickly. There's so many things to do, and just thank everybody for working together with us to make it hopefully a better year every year.
Good. Councilmember Beck.
Just a couple items. Most of them Councilman Rodriguez has already talked about. I also attended the Ron Nishinaka's tribute at Reedley College. I've known Ron a lot of years, and he's been involved in our community ever since I was around, and he's done a lot of work in this community, and so it was kind of nice to see him get recognized at the college. And Ron and his wife are great people. Also was at the Kings River Commons opening. That was the first time I'd had an opportunity to see that project up close, and that is really a nice project. That is a big compliment to our city. Also, when we had lunch, we had the opportunity to see the proposed plans for the project that's going to be going downtown. And it looks like that is going to be a real asset down to our community. It's going to take an area that's nothing there and is going to put it viable, and it's going to give some folks easy access to downtown areas. And it's I believe that's going to be another project, just like what they completed out the Commons. We're going to have another Class A project, and it's going to be downtown. Just a comment to Chief Garza. I don't know if you've seen it in the paper today, but I want to say how far ahead of you are of Los Angeles school system.
Oh, yes.
Restore it to justice. They're just not figuring out how it works down there. So you can call them and tell them exactly how it works. And I just want to tell you how far ahead of them you are on the ball game.
Yeah, I saw that.
They figured out that they can keep kids in school by working with them. And theirs dropped, I think they had like an 80% drop or something like that. It's amazing what they've already seen in there, down there. So just thought I'd let you.
Thank you.
And that's all I have, Mayor.
Great. The only thing I have was I attended some of the functions that some of you councilmen have done. The other thing is very frustrating about all of a sudden all this graffiti that's taking place. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important for us to really push hard on that neighborhood watch program. Get people involved saying this is going to be very, very hard on the city because of what the public did, voted for Proposition 47 to make a felony a misdemeanor. And these people can just do whatever they want because they're not going to spend very much time in jail. So it's frustrating. No other council reports? Turn over to staff reports. City manager.
Okay. First, I'd like to introduce John here. John is the new Jody and Doug wrapped into one. And so you'll have a chance over the next few months, years hopefully, to work with John. It's sad to see Jody go, sad to see Doug go. They've been great, very honest reporters for us, but we know John's work from having been in Sanger, and so we're welcoming him to Reedley. So
welcome.
Right. Welcome aboard.
Yeah. Good. I did want to thank you for pointing out the 27th. I did want to make sure that if anybody was looking at the dates to remember and saw that column, we do have a meeting on the 27th of January. Looking ahead into dates, we've been invited to do a press conference on February 3rd at 8:30 a.m. in Lemoore for our F-15 Reedley jet launch and jet sponsorship. So our logo will go on the side of an F-15 jet. We'll do the press conference, have some photo ops, and they will then fly the jet in front of us or beside us or however that works. So February,
right?
You may go ahead. I think I'll stay on the ground. So February 3rd at 8:30 is the time that we were given for that, and hopefully many of us can make it there. And if for some reason you can't, and we can try to move the date, but I think they, you know, they're the military, they work this pretty efficiently. So very happy about that. They're working on our logo right now as we speak, in fact. Along with other calendar items, on January 27th, we have all been invited to attend a joint planning session between the Fresno County Board of Supervisors and the Madera County Board of Supervisors. And the Fresno County Board of Supervisors has invited as many city representatives as possible so that they can hear the city's perspectives on planning issues as they're looking at these jointly with Madera County. You may know or may not know that Fresno and Madera have sued each other quite frequently over environmental issues related to planning and growth. So this is a good step in the right direction that they're getting together to talk about these issues. And I very much appreciate that they've invited the 15 cities to come along. So we're certainly going to have a staff representative at the meeting, and we'll let you all know. We'll put a note in your box as to where and when it is as well. So if you had known about the library strategic planning meeting that was scheduled for later on this month, we did get notice that has been moved to March. Again, we do plan on having staff representation at that meeting because, as you know, we're looking at making sure Reedley is top on the list for a new library. But again, that library strategic planning meeting has been moved to March. And then just a note in advance, on the 27th at the council meeting, we will have both the Personnel and Procedures Manual update, as well as a mid-year budget review for you. So both of those are somewhat document-heavy items, and we'll try to get those to you in advance. The Personnel Policy and Procedures Manual, we've already distributed via email to you in draft form, so you could take a look. If you need that again, simply let me know, and we'll provide that to you. So both of those are coming forward on the 27th to you. Any staff updates? Okay, then, Mayor, I believe that's all.
All right. Seeing no other staff reports, we will adjourn the regular meeting at 8:05, and we will go into a closed session. Governing Code Section 54957.6, Conference with Labor Negotiators. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.